Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Our show is titled, The Word for Today is, and I'm your host, Stephanie Hill Williams, owner and vice president of operations for Williams and Associates, LLC. We're coming live from Indianapolis, Indiana. Thank you for being with us today. Because it is. Equipped to serve. You can call in toll free to speak with myself or my guest at 1-855-345-4717.
And I hope you've had a wonderful day. Again, welcome to The Word for Today Is, and thank you for being with us tonight. This is a live internet radio show. Again, that toll-free call-in number is 1-855-345-4717. This recording will be available here on Blog Talk Radio after the show. It usually takes 5 to 10 minutes for them to upload, and I will also post to Facebook, Google, LinkedIn, and Twitter. You will also have the capacity to download it and share with your friends, family members, and or business associates. We are now on podcast, as you know by now, if you've been tuning in, on iTunes, and you can also add the podcast app to your iPhone and get the broadcast that way. First of all, I want to thank you for your continued support, and I hope we will always share something that will inspire, educate, and motivate you to live a better life. And we pray that God's blessings will always be with you. I have a few prayer requests, and these are collective prayer requests that I want you and myself to pray for over this weekend and next week. Continue to pray for the families of the shooting victims in Lafayette, Louisiana. The family of Sandra Bland, and I know you all are familiar with both of those situations or tragedies, the family of Bobby Christina, our presidential candidates, and the state of our country. Let's keep those request in mind and pray for those situations, the families in our country. We all need prayer, but especially those families and what's going on in our country. Pray that God will send us a candidate, a presidential candidate that has a heart for his people. Also, continue to pray to love your neighbor as you love yourself, that God will continue to work on your heart as well as others, which is what God has demanded of us. I pray that you continue to put him first in all you set your head, your heart, and your hands to do. The lesson tonight is a three-part lesson on the ideas of love and loss and how it affects all of us from childhood to adulthood. Again, this has been taken from various psychology books and journals. The first lesson is from the APA, and that stands for American Psychological Association Review of General Psychology. These are journals that I receive as I started my PhD on industrial organizational psychology. And this is volume 17, number 1, dated March 2013. And I'm also using tonight the Personality Psychology book, Domains of Knowledge About Human Nature by Randy J. Larson. The copyright on that is 2010 by McGraw-Hill. As always, I like to connect my teachings to scriptures where the origin of all truths begin. So after the lesson, we will not get into those scriptures tonight, but I will leave the ones that I would like to start out with and discuss in the next section of this teaching, part 2, and we'll do a quick review and then go right into the scriptures that talk about the importance of the caretaker, mainly in the Bible, the mother. Okay, so let's start. An attachment. Let's talk about what an attachment is. This can be defined as an emotional connection to someone, feelings of security in the person's presence, and protest or when separated from this attached person. And this comes from Strobe, Stroebe, MS, and Archer, J. Archer, 2013. Now, protest. I know you have all seen a baby and how attached it is normally to the mother or the person that is over the attachment or caretaker for that child. And you notice that, you know, they feel pretty safe as long as that person's within their vision, their scope of vision, and where they can look up and see her, him or her. But once they leave, they kind of get upset. You know, where's mom? Where are they? Where did they go? So that's what we're talking about here. The emotional connection and the feelings of security in the person's presence. But when they leave, there's some type of anxiety there. An attachment is an emotional connection to someone, such as a child, to his or her mother. This need for attachment is a fundamental part of human experiences, as periods of separation can cause anxiety. But the attachment serves a biological purpose and increases the infant's chances of survival. So that's important. That attachment is so important in the biological progression in the infant and increases its chance of survival depending on that attachment. Staying close to the attachment or mother or care provides a feeling of security, and that's important for a child, a baby growing up. and safety from any threatening experiences, even while exploring his or her environment. You know, as a child crawls around, you know, to explore different things, they can always turn around and look and feel secure because mom's there. Mom's there. And developing a cognitive processes and knowledge. So this is important, that feeling of security and safety for, as they develop their knowledge of their surroundings, okay, and explore. They need to know that their caretaker or mother is dependable if needed, provides them with a sense of security and well-being. Insecure attachment is demonstrated in distresses with inconsistent treatment. You know, one day the child is loved and given affection. The next day, you know, there's nothing, or there's anger, inconsistent treatment, neglect, and or rejection by the caretaker. So the manner of the attachment of the caretaker does have a huge impact, child. And the journalist, three signs of it, there are at least three insecure, well, let me start. There are signs of at least three insecure forms that have been identified. First is ambivalent. Ambivalence, being preoccupied. That is shown by being clingy when the mother caretaker leaves, and rejection or anger upon their return. Ambivalence. Also avoidant, dismissing. Avoiding the attachment is when the infant stays calm when the mother leaves, but avoids or rejects her when she returns. The disorganized or disoriented infants display variable behavior, showing contradictory and often disoriented behavior. So there's the ambivalent, the avoidant, and the disorganized. There can be long-term effects of insecurity in attachment on a child's mental health, such as personality disorders. There can be long-term effects when there's insecurity in the attachments or the mother, we're talking about the mother caretaker, on a child's mental health, such as personality disorders, even though the child seems to be adaptive and coping with various circumstances. Security of an attachment influences the development and maintenance of adult relationships, but it also affects the ending of relationships when a loved one dies. So how well that mother or caretaker has done his job, her job, influences the development and maintenance as this child develops into, it affects them in their relationships. And when they lose a loved one, how do they handle that? All this ties back to the security they had or didn't have as a child. That's pretty strong. That's pretty strong. People that are securely attached usually cope better in life, period, and are able to accept their bereavement more easily than insecure people. After funerals, how secure does a person look in accepting the fact that a loved one has died? Or do you see a lot of clinging or a lot of acting out, and even adults, crying, getting very emotional, sometimes to the point of anxiety. All of this goes back to how secure was their relationship with their mother or caretaker. Mm. The absence of affection. Now, this is very important. The absence of affection in the life of a child gives a sense of insecurity. And again, a sense of insecurity can affect a child's mental health and lead to personal disorders. Now, there are a lot of single moms out there, and a lot of you are doing a superb job in keeping things balanced between work and quality attention and affection that you give your child. But sometimes in our busy lives and trying to make ends meet, and there's all other kind of stress factors that come into play, the child gets neglected and does not receive the affection or attention that it needs. Mom's been gone all day at work, comes home, and rather than take time out, at least give a hug. Honey, I missed you today. I love you. Sorry I had to be away. And just that little time of attention and affection can make a world of difference rather than coming in, going straight to the kitchen. You know, it's like a chore. You know, I got to get this done because I have to feed them. I have to feed them. Okay, but yes, they also need affection and attention. So the absence of affection in the life of a child gives a sense of insecurity. And I think back on my mother. She was a working woman. But I remember she did take the time out to sit down with us. You know, even if it was just, okay, how was your day? Helping us with our homework. You know, asking us questions about our day or giving us some insight or instructions and hugs, you know, just to let you know, I love you. Sometimes a hug can say I love you without even saying the words, even though it's good to say it. But those things are important, and I know she was busy, but that was so important in my life. And again, a sense of insecurity can cause a lot, the lack of affection, a lot of problems. Attachment to the mother or caretaker during the first 6 months of life is crucial. Crucial. I remember with my own children, I'd love, even after feeding them, I just took that extra time just to hold them and caress them. And, you know, they've been in the womb for 9 months, and here they come out to this strange place. But that closeness of the mom was so, gave them such a feeling of security. And I know it did. And I took the extra time. That's why it's so good with the maternal leave that women have now. They can those first weeks and months are so important and crucial to a baby, an infant. And it's so important that they feel your love and attachment. British psychologist John Bowlby studied the ways young children develop attachments to their parents and caregivers, and found that the needs of the infant for protection, nurturance, and support was dependent upon the attachment relationship with his or her mother. This is taken from Personality Psychology by Randy J. Larson. The important factor of attachment theory is that it affects us in our adulthood, especially in our romantic attachments. How can you give love if you haven't received it? And the mother is so important. Now, there has to be a balance in that as well, just like anything else. Too much affection can cause problems. Too much attention. Sometimes that can be just as bad as negative or not enough attention. So there has to be a balance. Moms, we wear many hats, and the livelihood of our children is dependent upon how we handle these situations as they go into adulthood. Think about that. Take care of your babies, your children. It affects how they relate romantically later in life. It is a reflection of our attachment patterns in the past, especially with early relationships with mothers and caretakers. The point is the importance of how we affect the future of a child and how our attachment to them is crucial in the developmental process into adulthood. Affection and the proper attention are so important. And you can agree with me or not, but a lot of the problems with our teens, adults that go into negative behaviors in their adulthood. Now we know that they're adults, they should be accountable, but a lot of that stems from what happened to them in the past. And I can go on into another subject, sexually, how that affects a child. We can go into that maybe at a later date. Too much attention from the mother to the son. Not enough to the daughter. And a lot of explanations for a lot of that, but. So next week or next month, when we get into part two, we will focus on what the Bible says about these subjects, especially the role of the mother in the family. But remember, throughout this weekend and next week, affection and proper attention are so important in a child's life. And I'm going to give some scriptures that you can jot down right now, and we'll come back to them next time. But one good one is Genesis 2:24, Proverbs 4:3, 2 Chronicles 22:3. This is an example of the wrong kind of encouragement or attention that a mother gave a son. Proverbs 29:15. Is another good one. And I have some more scriptures, and we'll get to those next time. But go back and listen to this. Jot down those scriptures and be prepared for two. But moms, we wear many hats, but the most important is how we take care of our children, our babies, our children, because what we do to them and with them affects them later in life. Here's a prayer I found. I have a prayer journal called The Power of a Praying Woman, Reflections from Stormy or Martian. And this is a prayer I'd like for you to listen to, maybe go back and listen to it, and something that you can quote and share throughout the next week. Lord, I pray for a close, happy, loving, and fulfilling relationship between the members of my family for all the days of our lives. May there always be good communication between us, and may unforgiveness have no root in our hearts. Help us to love, value, appreciate, and respect one another so that the bonds you have established between us cannot be broken. In Jesus' name. Remember our collective prayer request. Remember the scriptures. Remember the lesson. Thank you for joining. The word for today is, I hope you have a wonderful weekend and week. Good night. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Word for Today Is. Until next time, remember, we have so much to be thankful for. God bless you.
Some days we forget to look around us. Some days we can't see the joy that surrounds us. So caught up inside ourselves, we take when we should give. So for tonight we pray for what we know can be, and on this day we hope for what we still can't see. It's up to us to be the change, and even though we all can still do more, there's so much to be thankful for. Look beyond ourselves, there's so much sorrow. It's way too late to say I'll cry tomorrow. Each of us must find our truth. It's so long overdue. So for tonight we pray for what we know can't be, and every day we hope for what we still can't see. It's up to us to be the change, and even though we all still can't do more, there's so much to be thankful for.
Even with our differences, there is a place we're all connected. Each of us can find each other's light.
Even though this world needs so much more, there's so much to be thankful for. you've got to let it go. Got to let it go, let it go. You got to let it go. Oh, you got to let it go, let it go. Can everybody say? Can everybody say? Say you got to let it go. Let go of the past, let go. Let go of the past. Let it go. Let it go. Oh.